the Cheney thing. Do we really have to do that?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, October 22nd, 2024. Welcome to Day 1372. More than 400 doctors and health professionals called on Donald Trump to release his medical records, questioning his mental and physical fitness to serve. The letter states, "With no recent disclosure of health information from Donald Trump, we are left to extrapolate from public appearances. And on that front, Trump is falling concerningly short of any standard of fitness for office and displaying alarming characteristics of declining acuity." The letter adds that Trump is 78 years old and would be the oldest president if he wins. But at a campaign event on Sunday, Trump denied being close to 80 years old or having any cognitive issues.
Leaders in the world, and I'm not 80, and I'm not that close to 80.
Following a series of meandering, unhinged, and nonsensical public appearances, a psychiatrist who helped craft the 1973 Goldwater Rule, which has kept mental health professionals from opining about Trump for nearly a decade, said he'd recommend a dementia test for Trump. Alan Dyer, a retired George Washington University psychiatry professor, said Trump's recent behavior warrants medical evaluation because he seems to be progressively cognitively impaired. Meanwhile, Trump has made more than 100 threats to investigate, prosecute, imprison, or punish his perceived opponents since 2022. As part of a campaign to exact retribution, Trump has repeatedly threatened to use federal law enforcement to prosecute Harris and Biden, as well as the prosecutors, judges, and courtroom staff connected to the various prosecutions against him for election interference, illegally retaining classified documents, and business fraud. He's also promised televised military tribunals and suggested that he would imprison journalists. Legal experts say there are few guardrails preventing Trump from pursuing his plans, and in roughly a dozen cases, the Justice Department followed through and initiated investigations at his request. Moving on, Elon Musk, Trump's billionaire backer, told the Life Center megachurch that no one's even bothering to try to kill Kamala because it would be pointless. Musk added, "Because there's no point, they'd just get another puppet, you know?" The billionaire hastened to add, "I'm not suggesting someone should try to kill her. It's pointless. I'm just making an observation. Nobody's bothered. Why is that? Because it doesn't matter, yeah? Assassinating a puppet is pointless." The comments mark the third time that Musk, who has contributed $75 million to his pro-Trump super PAC and pledged a daily $1 million prize for registered voters who sign his petition about free speech and gun access, has made a joke about someone assassinating Harris. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's plans for mass deportations, tariffs, and tax cuts would drive Social Security to insolvency by the year 2031, 3 years earlier than currently projected. This according to a report from the nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Under Trump's policies, Social Security's trust funds would be drained of tax revenue and force a 33% across-the-board cut to all benefits. Currently, the program's combined retirement and disability trust funds are scheduled to be depleted in 2034, which would lead to a 23% cut in benefits the following year. Harris's proposed policies, meanwhile, would not meaningfully change the current trajectory. And finally, the Biden administration proposed a rule that would require private health insurance plans to cover over-the-counter birth control at no cost to patients, including daily pills, emergency contraceptives, and condoms. The rule is subject to a 60-day public comment period and, if finalized, would be the most significant expansion of contraception benefits in more than a decade. The rule would expand access for 52 million women of reproductive age covered by private health plans. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.